Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Everybody.
Yay! And we have our moderator in the sky, Tiffany.
Yay.
Woo! She'll be the voice. The voice
Yes, the
that comes.
mysterious voice.
Yes.
Although I thought she would come on and be the voice right now, and I don't see her unmuting, so maybe we could coax her to come on.
Maybe.
Hi, how are you? There it is. The voice from beyond.
Yes.
So, you guys, Tiffany will be moderating. I see a bunch of you jumping in already, saying hello in the chat. That's wonderful. How do you say hello? You get on any of the live feeds and you start commenting, and it'll come through to one feed for us. So, if you would like to ask a question to Julia or myself, you just put capital letters Tiffany.
Or Tiffany, maybe you want to ask a question of Tiffany. Oh my gosh, won't
Oh.
she love that?
You're pressing your luck. Anyways, Tiffany's name will get her attention, and then she'll know you're asking a question and not just commenting and sharing with the group that you're chatting with. So that would be that. Now, if you are on Facebook, we do ask that you click on it and open it up in its full screen versus just in the feed. More likely, your question will come through. It hasn't been proven correct or incorrect yet, but we have found in the past that we miss some of your questions, and we think that's what's happening is you're not opening it up to the full feed. So please open it up to the full feed, ask your questions, and we'll do our best.
And another way to say hi is to tell us where you're from.
I'll hand that over. Tell them why
Yeah.
you'd like to know that.
Yeah, you're lighting up the grid, the energetic grid of where you are, and that is huge. One, it shows us where we're all from, and we can see how we're everywhere, and that's just mind-blowing to me. But two, it really is an energetic grid that we are always maintaining, manifesting. We're always working with it. Mom talked about the grid keepers in one of the convoluted books, and that resonated with me. But what just came in just now, hot off the press,
Sure.
just now, as I was saying that, we're lighting it up and everything, and the grid keepers, I said we are all the grid keepers. See, we're all maintaining it by, we're giving it attention, we're putting our energy out there, we're putting our light out there. That's maintaining the grid. So we are all
Awesome.
grid keepers.
Awesome.
Yay.
Okay, I'm seeing some questions coming in, so that's going to be
Well, okay.
wonderful. We've already got the questions coming in, and they're good
Oh,
questions.
yeah. Well, first of all, we got to get an energy update. It has been a while.
It
So,
has. Somebody's been failing to do our homework before the show. So
well, somebody was in jet lag for a
I
while
was in jet lag. I'll give
there.
myself that mercy. But I did jump in today because why? Because tomorrow is a full moon. So
Right.
four, I think 4 a.m. Pacific time, something like that, is a full moon. So I went a little bit of diving. I'm going to give you guys the shorter version, and I'm going to tell you the astrologer that I'm listening to on YouTube. It's Molly McCord, and she does like this little update, and I like to listen to those and just see how the energy is. But I think we're all going to see this actually happening. Like we're going to be like, yeah, that's going on in my life, right? So I'm going to read the little blurb she put on her thing, but I also kind of wrote down my own little notes with it as well. But she says so this is the Virgo full moon, comes through after Venus Mars conjunct in Aquarius, which activates new beginnings, futuristic inspirations, and potentially bigger dreams to move towards. So that's really cool. So yeah, we're opening into some bigger energies right now. But also what she was saying in this is that, we can sit there and dream. And that was the Pisces energy that we had been in, is this dreamy energy. And now we're kind of getting into an energy that says, well, how's that going to happen? How's that going to
Wants to be
work?
practical about it, huh?
The practical pieces. And so those start coming in. So you're going to have that dream and that futuristic, ooh, I want to create this. And now the practical pieces are going to start coming in so that we can actually figure out how to do that. So it's bringing in what's truly useful and how it can come together. Now, here's what she said that I thought was, as a Capricorn, I love this part because I like to be very realistic about things, right? And so she says that it's also going to bring in discernment and the practicalities of it. So not everything is going to work or work the way you think it's going to, but something is coming together either way. So if the thing that you're manifesting and you're getting all the practicality pieces into place and you're working on it and it doesn't come through, don't worry. It's because something else is in the works that's probably even better going on in the background. So don't worry if that thing you're creating doesn't seem to quite make it all the way. And there is still something in the works, and your higher self is probably behind there guiding that all the way. But this moon is also supposed to help us feel grounded. So over the next couple of weeks, don't be surprised if you start just feeling like you want to take some steps and integrate and put some things together. So there you go. Energy update.
Wonderful. Also, I think this has been going on for a few weeks now. You've probably heard about the solar flares have been like very active. And so I was wondering if you had any more information on that. That's all I have is that they're very active. And so,
I haven't watched it with the solar flares.
okay.
Normally, solar flares will knock me out and make me really
Yeah,
sleepy. And
exactly.
I haven't been sleepy. It's almost eerie how I will go to bed at this time and wake up at this time before the alarms will go off or anything like that. And normally, if solar flares, I'm like, I need a nap. I need a, you know, it's like it knocks me out. But that is interesting. So we
Yeah,
might
I've heard
have
there's like
to.
more. I mean, at one point, this was maybe while we were in Thailand, because that's when they were kind of really starting or hitting a point, or it was right after I got back. And then I remember having a conversation with somebody, and they were talking about apparently they were at a pace of there were more at that on that one day than there had been for months or a year or something like that. It was just like there were just tons of them. What it
Well,
means, I
yes.
don't know, but don't be surprised if you're like if you are reacting, you know, if you're having some things like, because I know that you always said you feel tired. I haven't been feeling tired the last few days anyway. Now I was before, but that was jet lag. You know, I'm gonna put it on that. So
And solar flares don't get credit for that one. But there is something that, as you're talking about it, I had an aha moment that I did watch a YouTube video where I didn't get to finish the video that I was watching. I still got to watch some of it. But there was a piece in there where he was saying that the sun and the way it's changing and the solar flares are the reason or the backing behind the Earth shifting into 5D. So as you're talking about the solar flares getting more intense, that actually kind of intrigues me. Now I want to go back and finish listening to that video. But yeah, it's talking a lot about the sun and its involvement with the shift to new Earth. So
Well, you
that's
know, it makes sense. I mean, let's as things shift, energies are shifting around, and that makes sense. And I mean, all these bodies are connected. You know, these planets, these bodies, the sun, all of us, we're all connected. So as we're all going through these things, it would make sense that we're going to see. I mean, that could be similar to the Earth having, I don't know, a Earth situation like floods and storms and earthquakes and things. It might be a similar kind of, you know, and we
yeah.
know, I know, maybe we all don't know, but I know this. I know that the earth situations are completely tied to our emotions. When we are in chaos and chaotic motions, then you're going to see a lot of this stuff going on. And it's really to get our attention, to get us to kind of, you know, start looking at things in a different way. It really is to wake us up. You know, it's like get and gear and stuff. So, and that
Yeah.
could be that kind of makes sense for that too. It's just something that's getting our attention and make us look for more. What else?
Absolutely. I love it. Yeah. So we do. We got stuff going on, and it's stuff that you can, like I was saying it earlier, you could probably all look in your life and go, oh yeah, that is happening. That is changing, or I'm noticing that too.
Right.
So yeah, very cool.
So based on what you said, what I like there is like it will, you know, things are coming together. It may not be what you were expecting. It may not be the way you were expecting things like that. So what that tells me is don't be attached to the outcome. Don't be attached to it, because that will be very unsettling if it doesn't turn out your way. But what if it's something better? I mean, let's just be open. You put it out there. This is what I want. Allow it to come together and be the best thing for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Should we have the shout out of where everybody's from?
Absolutely. Let's do
Where's Finny?
it.
Well, I got to scroll all the way back.
I know everybody's been asking their questions now.
Oh,
We've
boy.
got Florida, New York, Washington, Texas, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, Idaho, Maryland, Minnesota, New Hampshire, California, Australia, Iowa, Quebec, Georgia, Arizona, Turkey,
You guys are
New
everywhere.
Jersey, South Carolina, Poland,
Fantastic.
Italy.
Oh my goodness.
Let's see. I'm
Okay.
skipping some because it's in England. Yeah.
You're everywhere. Do you see
You're
how
everywhere.
cool this is? How I don't know what was coming out of my mouth.
Oh, Las
Cool.
Vegas. Sarah from Las Vegas.
Sarah,
Yay, fantastic. So, yeah. Thank you all. Thank you everyone for being there and for being here with us. Oh my gosh, that's
Yeah,
amazing.
absolutely. Yeah. And for everyone that we didn't get, hooray for you being here too. Because there's as soon as we start doing that, so many more started popping in with where they're from and still coming in. So yeah, everywhere. Awesome. I
Cool.
mean, all over the world, all over. One of these days, maybe we'll get to have some sort of fun technology where we could actually put the globe, like a
Yeah, and it
video
can just
on
bing,
the
bing, bing,
globe,
bing,
and all
bing,
the
bing.
lights would come on, and everybody's putting in where they're from. That would be so cool. And we could get that visual, just put the map up and have it light
Yeah,
up everywhere.
exactly. That'd be
So
fun.
cool. Yay.
For now, it'll just be our imaginations. We can see it.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm seeing it all over the world.
Yep.
All over. You know where I'm not seeing, though? And I really think we need to up our game is over here in the little state of Oregon. We did see Washington show up, but come on, Oregon, where are you guys
But
at?
Arkansas. Sometimes Arkansas is in there. I didn't hear Arkansas.
Oh, all right. Well, our hometowns need to pick up the pace.
And maybe we are the reps for them.
Maybe we're lighting it up.
Yeah, we are.
Our light's so big, we don't need help.
There you go.
That's not ego. Oh my gosh, so fun. All right. Should we get into questions?
Oh, there's an I'm an Oregon. There you go. Oh, there's another Oregon.
Woo! All right, you
Oh,
guys, thanks for showing
this
up.
one studies in Little Rock. There you go.
Okay, there we go. Thank you, guys.
All right, you guys, you can feel us missing you. Our tears on live camera help get you
About
here to
Texas, Tiffany?
Tanya.
Anybody from Texas?
Yep, Texas is showing up in there
Oh
too.
yeah, there's a lot of Texas. I
Lot
didn't
of
want to
Texas.
overwhelm
Okay.
you, so no big deal.
That's right. The Tiffany
Wonderful,
followers are
wonderful.
huge in this one. I love
Yay. Okay,
it.
well, I'm ready to move on to questions if you are.
I think I am. I think I'm ready.
Yeah.
If not, I'll let you
Trying
know
to think
after I
if there
hear the
was anything
question.
else that we wanted to. I think it'll come up. I did have a follow-up thing. There's been different things, so but we'll see how what happens on this one. It seemed like I had a follow-up to something that was asked last week, but we'll just see what happens.
Interesting. Okay. All right, Tiffany.
Okay. Let's see here. The Julia, this is a question for you.
Okay.
What is the reasoning behind fibromyalgia? Also, arthritis of the spine. Is there a cure for this condition?
Yeah, any condition can be healed. It's a matter of understanding what it's trying to tell you, what the message is. So, now fibromyalgia, you don't use these big long terms because that tells you nothing. This is what we teach in QHHT too, the higher self, the SC, that means nothing to it. In fact, In medicine, the big long words are only used. They're a diagnosis that's needed for insurance. That's it. They are, we call them like kind of basket terms because they throw a whole lot of symptoms into one basket called this. And it, you may not have all the symptoms, but if you have any of the symptoms, okay, then that's what you have. And that's how they do it. So to say some to somebody, I have this, see, I don't know what that means because I don't know what the symptoms are. So what I need are the symptoms, and then that will give a good idea of what it's trying to tell you. Okay. And then arthritis of the spine. Again, what are the symptoms? I can imagine what they are, but this is what needs to be said. And then from there, we can go further and I can give you more information. I mean, I can give you something, but I don't want to make it easy on you. Okay. That's just how I do it. Tiffany, did I ever make anything easy?
Nope.
I mean,
Still
you
struggling
can
to
ask
this
me that
day.
question too.
Still struggling to this day.
Yep. We're laughing. Tiffany and I are laughing because we've been there, done that, where we have our own, hey, Julia, this is going on. And we get to go through the steps.
I will rarely just throw out an answer. It's I'll do that in some talks just to give you an idea of how the messages are. But when you're asking for yourself, then we're going to go through it. We're going to walk you through and we're going to see exactly what it is because it's not a simple, oh, it's this. It's a specific message for you. And you've got to understand what it is.
Yes.
Anyway, we can go on to something else while we're waiting to get more information there.
You think we, oh,
Sorry,
there's one there.
user error. I'm clicking weird and I, sorry, pause, sorry. Okay. This one's fun. Any thoughts on the big AT&T cell phone outage yesterday?
Oh.
Okay, here's something funny. Were you out? You don't use AT&T, do you, Tracy? Okay. So you didn't have any problems.
No.
Okay. I do use AT&T. Others that I know have a that have AT&T, bleh, I can't talk, AT&T, we're out. Okay. And they're like, it's out all over the US. I wasn't. So I've just been kind of staying quiet about that as far as it's, remember, I'm always saying, not in my world, not in my
Not
world.
my reality, yeah.
It's gone, it's down everywhere. I'm like, well, I still have it. It's, I don't know, maybe mine turned on right before I needed to use it. But see, again, that's how these things work. Somebody said, oh, this is going to happen and it's going to be everywhere. Not necessarily, not where you are. If you don't believe that, that is not your reality. Somehow it just doesn't happen there, or you just miss it, or whatever. I don't know, but somehow it just doesn't. The
Well,
how of it all is, they say, don't worry about the how. It's just focus on what it is that you believe, you focus there. This is my reality. And then everything just shapes around it. It's
I wasn't even aware there was an outage, but here's
okay.
something funny about AT&T. In my hypnosis office, in my office for QHHT, if you have
AT&T and QHHT. So.
yeah. But if you have AT&T, you don't get any reception in my office.
Oh, interesting.
And so I always know when somebody has AT&T, if they're like, trying to pull something up and they're like, I can't get any service in here. And every time I'll go, are you AT&T? Because I'm T-Mobile and it works fine in there. And they have to walk completely out of the building and stand outside to get reception if
Oh,
they
that's funny.
need to do that. And
That's funny.
so when you're saying that, I'm like, what is it about AT&T? It's like, so.
Anyway, we talked about it some on the show this morning, and you can go to conspiracy and okay, who knows? I mean, and it could have something to do with the solar flares. I mean, AT&T isn't saying, they just said it was some technological glitch or something, but it was out for a good, like an all day thing. Anyway. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm not gonna, who knows? But the thing is if it happened to you, then look, ask why. Why did this happen? What was the meaning? What is it you're wanting to learn? I don't know. There's something. Maybe
How did it
you
affect
wanted to
you?
be without that that distraction for a while. You
Yeah.
know, maybe you wanted to, I firmly believe there was an ice storm many years ago that I was shut down. I was out of power. I had to live by my heat by the fireplace. That's all I had for heat. It was like February. So it was in the colder months. And I had to just kind of improvise. You just have to figure things out. For 2 weeks, I had no power. And I just went into this mode. A lot of people, power came on in other places and other cities. And so people were going there. They were going out there. And I just did something. It was like, I want to see if I can do it. You know, I do that a lot. I just want to see if I can do it. You know, and how long can I do it? And it was a really cool situation because you go completely in yourself because there's no stimuli. There's just nothing. I mean, there's outside, there's that, but there was no TV, no electrical things, no phones, no, there was no input of any kind. And it was really cool. You could read, but I can only read for certain hours of the day because there's not light after that. You know, there's candles and they don't give off that much light. I don't know how the Frontiers people did it.
No, right.
They probably had very early going to bedtime. So,
Yeah.
but I just wonder, you know, it's like we do things. I, you know, when it happened, I mean, there might have been a part of me that was like, I wonder if I could. You know, what can I do? What can I survive? What can I, maybe I want some alone time. Maybe I want some rest. Who knows? We create these things, you know, and oh, can I create weather? Absolutely. You can create weather. You can create a situation. If it's happening to you and it's doing something meaning, just look at what is it meaning for you? What are you doing within it? That's your creation.
Yeah.
I
We've
survived it too.
seen weather created. We were just talking about it. So
We
yeah.
were just talking about it. Oh, and something else I did. This was fun because, you know, no power, there's no water. The water can't run because it has a pump and has these things. Okay. And so this was fun. These were fun things to show me, I guess, that I can make it without all, you know, if I had to. And so, you know, okay, TMI here, but, you know, the toilet kind of gets. You can't flush the toilet, right? So after a little bit, you know, now I know to fill the bathtub up if it's we have any threat of anything. So then you have water there, but I didn't have any water to flush it. And so there's a creek down the road. I went down to the creek. I took some water, I mean, some milk jugs, some empty milk jugs. I went down there, filled them up. I felt like a frontier
Sure,
person.
yeah,
I'm
you were a
telling you, I'm like,
pioneer.
going down and getting my water, and I took it back up, and I was able to flush the toilets. And oh my gosh, I felt so accomplished.
There it is. Yeah.
Who knows
We
what
find ways. Yeah.
we do? We find ways, and I think sometimes we want to show ourselves that we want to show, you know, I don't know, whatever. We want to know that, yeah, you know, I can do it. I
Bring
can
it
do
back
it.
to
I don't have to
basics.
have these things. And so whatever, I can survive. I can. Who knows what we want to show ourselves?
But yeah, it sounds good. And I like that. So that's going to be an evaluation for anyone that experienced that yesterday. How did it affect you? How was your day different because you didn't have that communication?
Exactly. What were your, yeah, what did you feel? What were your reactions? What did you learn? I mean, all that. Look at it. And then, you know, why did you create it? You created it.
Interesting. All right. Are we ready for the next one? All right. Tiffins.
Yes. With Mother Earth shifting into the new Earth and the old Earth is still there, where is Mother Earth in the old Earth?
With Mother Earth shifting into the new
That's a
Earth.
convoluted question.
It is. Okay, say it
Oh,
again.
okay. I got it. I got it.
I
Yeah.
doubt.
If
Say
Mother
that
Earth
again.
is shifting in the new Earth, where is Mother Earth in the old Earth?
Oh, okay.
Okay. We have dimensions, multiple dimensions. We have all, they're all on top of each other, and all these dimensions. Remember, anytime you make a decision or you do something, there's another you. It's like you're acting out that it's a different timeline. That's what that is. It's a different timeline that it's going this direction, and then this timeline is going this direction. So you have the Mother Earth on this Earth in the new timeline, and the whatever this new Earth timeline, and then you still have the Mother Earth that chose not to ascend and not go in this direction and stay in this way. It's no different than you making a decision. You have you on the new timeline of this, and then the other you on this timeline that never took that course of action. So it's just different dimensions.
Yeah.
Boom.
Well, and I'll add to that,
Okay.
there's not just one version of you. So there's not
Exactly.
just one version of Mother Earth either.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, we're all things. We're all of it. Yeah. Let's wrap our minds around that.
Oh, I know. This stuff is
Question.
what we say, mind candy. This is where you can really have fun.
Yeah,
If you like to
because
twist your brain and let it do workouts, this is how you can do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And yeah, that one was a good mind twister question. I like that. Yeah. It was fun to follow that. Okay. We think we covered that.
I think so.
Okay. What else we got, Tiffy?
How do you find out what kind of star seed you are? I have seen white light and have had another experience with my communication through a light bulb, and they told me it was a wormhole.
Oh, that's cool. Tracy, I'm gonna let you take this because you like star seeds are like your subject and stuff. And so where I will generalize it, and I'm still not wanting to label things. So
I'm probably not too far off from you, but I do kind of like to simplify things because when we are getting started in this discovery, who am I? Where am I connected? What I'm learning about these star seeds, and I hear about the Pleiadians and the Arcturians and the Sirians and so on and so on. It is nice to feel connected to something, but
right.
to know you're connected to everything might be overwhelming. So, I call it the threads of the universe. I want you all to imagine that you're holding a bouquet of helium balloons, right? And you can just take one out at a time and just go see what that connection is. And because you are connected to all of it, you are an infinite soul with infinite possibilities, infinite lifetimes. I mean, if you really take the deep dive in that someday, you're gonna be really blown away at how crazy awesome your soul is. Like, your soul can do so much. So I would just recommend take one at a time and see what's resonating. Now, back in earlier days, I was always told, you know, the guide that you need will come in when you need it. When you're going through certain things, there's a certain guide or master that'll come in and work with you on that. And I found that to be true. And Ganesh was one of the ones that came in and worked with me in clearing obstacles and all the things. And then, of course, next thing I'm working on, something else would come in. And so I just say play with it like that, because you might have the Lyran Council come in and work with you on opening your heart. And then you might have the Mantis beings coming in and helping you with your telepathy and your intuition. And then you might have the Palladians coming in and helping you with your humanity. So it depends on what you're working with, but you're connected to all of it. How is that for an answer?
I love that answer. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So just hold your bouquet, a
Yeah,
balloon. Just
I
grab
love
it
it. I
out
can
at a
see that.
time.
It's like a really big bouquet of
It's
balloons.
very big. It's very big. It's infinite, but you know, just one at a time, and don't get overwhelmed. You know, you have this whole collective that you're connected to, but you know, you can just take one at a time and go check it out and go on a journey.
Yeah,
Go to
see
the
what
planet of the
resonates.
trees, go to the water world, go to all these different. I mean, it's fascinating. So.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, it's fun to be like associate, like to, I think, I guess it's grounding and I belong here. I'm part of this.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, we're not, our actual ultimate home is the source. You know, that's where we actually come from. And we've had experiences in all these other places. So it's like, again, go back to what resonates, what, yeah, just what feels good at this point, because that would be what you're needing information from at this point.
Yeah, and the
I love
really
the wormhole and the light bulb.
yeah, but
Yeah,
there
that.
really is a collective that's wanting to work with you, and that's why you're feeling like you want to figure out what starseed group am I with. So sit with that and trust what comes in.
Yeah.
That's the part we get caught up on is trusting it. It's like, well, I see this, but I read it in a book, or it's like, well, you read it in a book because they're trying to get your attention, and showing up
Exactly.
in conversations because that group's trying to get your attention.
It
So.
really is. Trust is huge. I mean, that's like one of the biggest things that they keep over and over and over again. We'll hear it constantly, is that we are working on is to trust and to build our your abilities and to build and to go anywhere. You've got to develop the trust. Well, actually, not even developing, it's allowing it. Just allow it, just trust it, and just stop countering it all the time. If people just open up and just let it be, it proves itself to you.
Yeah.
And then there's like, well, why did I even doubt this before? I mean, it's so obvious once you will just allow it, and only you can do it. Nobody else can convince you. You can't, you have to do it for
Right.
yourself. And that's why you'll go through a lot of little different things like that are just meant for you. They're confirmation tests. I don't know what they are, but they build trust.
They do.
They're things that only you understand.
Here's another thing I want to touch on that I get a lot. What's the name? What's their name? What's that group's name? What's the angel's name? What's
What's my
the
guide's name?
Palladian's name? What's the guide's name? They have signatures. They have frequency. So for
Yes.
all of you that remember a time before cell phones and caller ID, when we pick up the phone and a loved one
We
was
just
on the other
do.
end, we're not going, "Who is this?" We know their voice, right? They didn't have to
Right.
say, "Hey, this is so and so."
Sometimes they didn't have to talk. We just knew.
You just knew. And it's kind of the same way. But here's the thing: we are in a third dimensional world and reality where a name helps us. So don't worry that you want a name. But here's the thing, you can give them the name because they're going by a signature and they have a vibration, a frequency they're going by. So just tune into that frequency and ask yourself what name fits that frequency. And then you will get the name and you can give them that name so that you have it because we do need it here in the third dimension. That's how we identify each other. And so it's not a judgment thing of, oh, you don't need to get a name. Yeah, give them a name, but they probably won't give you a name unless they're just like when I did that with the Octarians. And I'm like, what's the Octarian's name that's channeling through me? And Daniel, they just give me this very, very basic name. And it was like,
You're expecting something.
yeah, you're expecting something really frou-frou-y and spiritual, and it's Daniel, and it's like, oh. And so that's what they'll do. They will come up with a name like that. So if you want a really pretty name for your guides and your team,
And you say it, huh?
you pick it out.
Mm.
You get it.
Well, I know back in the beginning when mom was first teaching QHHT, and she was talking about how she was trying to, she didn't know what to call this part that she was contacting to get all the answers. And she just started calling it the subconscious. She just didn't know what to call it. She knew it was a part of the person, this bigger
Yeah.
part of the person, but she didn't, that's all, she just didn't know what to call it. And she kept saying, "Is that okay if I call you that?" And they're like, "We don't care." And then what I heard one time when she was teaching that in class, when she was saying, "They don't care," I was hearing, "You can call us George. You can call us Fred. We do not care. Just
Yeah.
call us."
Exactly. They're just excited you're calling them and they'll
Exactly.
take the name you give them. They're happy with that. So I just thought I'd touch on that because it actually came up again this week and I was like, oh, that's interesting. But yeah, it's so easy. They're so easy. They just want us to call on them. So very good. Okay. Think that's all I wanted to touch on that.
Yeah, cool.
So, all right, Tiffany, what else?
You hear my singing cat? How can we connect with the subconscious consistently the way Dolores did?
Oh, in a session or in general, because everybody can do it.
Dealer's
Anytime.
choice.
Well, they're saying as Dolores did, that's in sessions. And one, she believed it. She, didn't take the guff of the conscious mind. So if you're saying you're not getting it, it's because you're believing the conscious mind that they are in charge and they are that it's not there. The higher self, that SC, is always there and always willing to help and give information. So it's a matter of everybody believing, first of all, that it's there and allowing it to be there. So if you're the practitioner, take level two, and we give you a lot more information on how to just get the confidence to know that it's always there and keep going with it. Otherwise, I mean, you can do it anywhere you are, but it's building the confidence and allowing, and we just give you more information as to why that for sure it's not an issue. But if you're in level one, you saw the picture I drew. You can see it's not a stretch. You don't have to make a long distance call to get that SC. You don't have to go travel across the country to go get it. It's right there. That's what I want you to understand from there. It's always right there, and it's an easy contact. It's very easy to get. It's very, like we said, it's happy to work with you.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of believing and allowing
Yeah. It's that trust thing again.
everyone.
You got to trust that what's popping in is, and get out of trying. I think that's a big one that happens so much is like, well, I'm not seeing anything, or I can't find it. And you're not supposed to be looking for it. You just, how do you
Wow.
empty your mind and let it pop in, and don't try. If you're trying, you're in that thinking part of your mind. You want to be in the creative side of your mind. So get into the imagination. What do you imagine they would want to say?
Just what's the first thing that pops in, or any of those things? I mean, because it will. It's just that conscious mind that wants to shut it. Oh, no, that's not it. But it's like, if you will allow yourself to say the very first thing, that the impression, anything, even if it is imagined, oh, I'm just making that up. Who cares? It's something that popped in. Why did that pop in? See, that's
Yeah.
where we have to get out of that. That's the conscious mind playing games. It's like, I'm in control, I'm in control, I'm in control, I'm in control. That's what it is. Dot, dot, dot. And it's just, this is just a game we're playing with the conscious mind. It's like, okay, you can play your game, but meanwhile, I'm gonna go over here and have this conversation. Let's just see what happens. And that's what I do with my conscious mind, is I have to just play games with it, is going, what does it matter? What, who cares? How about we let's just play the game and let's see what happens. And then it's like it takes all the pressure off. It takes somehow there's pressure to get it right. Those perfectionists out there, oh, we got to get it right, got to get it right, as if we're going to give a wrong answer. And that's the thing, is there's no wrong answer. Don't worry about that. Just whatever comes in, go with it, because that's what gets the thing going. If you will just start, then it will start rolling and it will keep going. But when we're constantly analyzing, as, oh, that can't be right, that can't be right, that's shutting the whole process down.
Yeah.
That's the conscious mind taking over.
Yeah. So get that conscious higher self, that subconscious mind. You just have that flowing conversation in your thoughts, and you're there. Yeah, like you said, you don't have to go to the universe to find it. It's right there.
All the time, it's right there.
It's how you feel, it's how what your thoughts that are popping in, it's the gut feelings you're getting. There's all kinds of ways they communicate. All right. I'm watching out of the corner of my eye. I can see all these things flipping up. Like, I just don't know how Tiffany's keeping up with what's changing.
She's
All
good
right.
at
Let's find out
that.
how she's doing. You got another one for us, Tiffany.
Yeah, how are you doing, Tiff?
Oh, thanks for asking. It's nice up here in the sky. I just float around, hanging
Floating on
out.
your cloud. Something
Yep,
about
yep.
you.
So here's a fun one. What is the meaning of birthmarks?
Oh, I love
Ooh.
birthmarks. Do you have any
Yeah.
birthmarks, Tracy?
Yes, I do. I have one that's just like about the size of a quarter on the back of my right leg.
Okay. Yeah, I have one large one on the base of my, like at the, my low back. I used to have a white one that was right here. And it was like not white, but it was like light pigmentation. It was just lighter than the other skin around it.
Yeah.
And the meaning of them is usually they are indicating something traumatic that happened, another, like probably a way you'd passed. And what I think the birthmark is, that it's one, it's showing it's to remind us, but I think it might be a lot of bleeding happened there, and it's like a bleed out, and that's why it
Wow.
comes through that way. Maybe that makes sense to me. It's like it bled, and that's a showing that. Because then one, the life where I realized it was my throat had been slashed, And I was touching, I was like, oh my goodness, that's what that birthmark is about. It's like a reminder in the current life of something. So maybe there's a similar situation, a similar people, something is going on that it's a reminder of, hey, just, last time it happened, something. And the low back, I've had some sessions where I've been stabbed there. I must not have cleared everything yet. I must have gotten hurt many times at the low back because I still have, it's like about this big birthmark, and it's a dark one. So again, so that could be the blood stayed in. I don't know. So this one blood out, and it was white. That one is dark. I don't know. See, that's my analytical mind. I love. See, that's the game part of my brain. It goes, I wonder why it's doing
Why is that
this.
there?
Yeah. And then didn't you say you got some information on the one on the back of your knee, or you wondered about it?
I went to a reader once, the very first reader I ever went to, and I asked him, I said, I have a birthmark on the back of my leg. What could you tune into that for me? And what he saw was like a Aborigine kind of tribe thing, and I was a young boy. And when they turn it, a certain age, then you leap into adulthood or something like that. And it was like a bungee jump kind of a thing, only I didn't survive it. And so this was a rope that was tied on my leg,
There
and
you
I
go.
jumped, and then something about that jump didn't go right, and I didn't survive the jump. So
Yeah,
that
it's
was what
usually you
happened.
didn't survive. Whatever it is, it's something you died from. So that's interesting.
Yeah, and as he was telling it to me, I was visualizing it in my head, and seeing it, and I could see, even right now as I'm talking about it, I can see on the left side there's family members lined up. There's, the tribe and the groups are standing there because it was a ceremony. It was a special time. So, and then off I go. And I don't even think it was that high of a jump. I think just either there was the wrong gauging on the rope as far as how much I gave, or my head hit a rock or something. But yeah, so I didn't survive that. But what was really interesting is later my son Devin, who was born with birthmarks, like he's got a birthmark that looks like a black eye. And then he had one on his stomach, just right where your stomach is. And then on the back, there was a, so that one was kind of faded. And then the one in the back, well, it was kind of at a diagonal. It would have been a diagonal, but it
That
was
you can just
the
feel
same
that. You
size. Yeah, it was the same size, only that one was dark. So it was like, well, geez, that's probably when they use the musket balls, and I came in and went straight through him,
Yeah, or a sword or a
or a
yeah.
sword or something of that
Anything,
nature.
yeah.
Yeah, but the one on his eye, I was always wondering about that. Anyways, so with him, he had separation anxiety with me, and I went and did. I had a friend do a regression on me to find out, if we could figure out why is he have so much separation anxiety? Because it was hard. I had to work, and he needed to go to daycare, and then he also needed to go to school eventually. And I went right back to that lifetime, that Aborigine or tribal life, and he was my little brother in that lifetime, and I didn't make it. So then that separation. So in this lifetime, when he was about the age that he would have been as my little brother, he got really like, don't let go of mom, and wouldn't let me go for a while. And doing that regression helped, because I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but if I go into a regression that involves my child as well, I can clear it for both of us. And then it shifts it. So yeah, so we can do that for family and ourselves.
Absolutely.
But
That's
yeah.
yeah. And that so that yeah, just that yes, they do have meaning. Birthmarks, and you can talk to it and ask it what it is, but a session, yeah, you'll get the information, or like that, a reader. But you can
Yeah.
kind of guess. Sometimes they're kind of easy to anticipate what
Yeah.
it was.
My
Just
dad's got one where I can't remember if he's got a mark on the front, but on his back it looks like shrapnel hit him.
Oh, wow.
Like he just had this like freckle pattern, but it wasn't freckles. It's kind of more bolder than that. And
Oh, wow.
yeah, so So that was something before I even thought about past lives being a real thing. They were like, yeah, it looks like you got hit with shrap metal. And now that we all kind of dive into past lives, we're like, that looks like you got hit by shrapnel.
You got
You
hit.
might have been in a war or you stepped on a grenade.
Right. Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
interesting.
Tiffany, I'm trying to remember if you have a birthmark or not, and I feel like you do, but I'm sure not remembering what it is.
That's funny because I was just trying to think, do I have a birthmark? So I'm
Well,
gonna go with
good.
no.
You're saying no?
Let's go with no. If you both can't remember, it's probably no.
Yeah, I was like, I don't remember it. I don't remember where it is if you do have one. And I was feeling really bad. I'm like, oh no, my daughter, I don't remember where her birthmarks are.
Funny. Yeah. Well, we could go for another question.
Absolutely.
Well, if you insist.
We do.
Did we get any anything back on the fibromyalgia and arthritis? Any symptoms?
Good question.
Not from that specific individual, no.
Okay, but maybe if you just know that the symptoms are the message is in the symptoms. So that was going to tell you a lot, and then you can go deeper. But talk to whatever the parts are, talk to your body parts, talk to your higher self, however it works for you. Just talk to them and ask them what they're trying to tell you. What do they want you to know? And just trust whatever comes in. It doesn't have to be hearing. It may be a knowing. It may be a sensing. It may be, and knowing is hugely powerful. So if all of a sudden you just know something, trust that. That's important. That's a really cool and valuable ability.
I'm loving how everyone's Tiffany. I
There's
like being yelled at in the chat.
an exclamation point. It makes me happy. I just feel special. That's all.
Well, how about next time we did do this one time, put hearts around it. Then that way it's all with love. So,
Now you're asking a lot.
okay.
I
But wouldn't that make you feel pretty and special?
already feel special.
There you go.
Oh, and
See?
pretty. Do you feel
And
pretty?
pretty. And
Yeah,
pretty. Do I need to sing? I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
It does make me feel good. Yeah.
Yay.
You just need to
Let's
quit muting yourself and just be a part of the full conversation.
really, yeah, just join us here.
Yeah. That's my request.
Okay, maybe, I'll take it under consideration. I'll get back to you in a few months. I'll have my people contact your people.
Right.
Let's
Until then,
see.
just leave it unmuted.
Oh, okay, cool. You'll hear all the ongoings over here.
The singing Percy and
That's right.
the this is from Auntie Sean. Their question is, I am wondering, my visitor overnight said in my dream was they were an angel from God. Was it or just some dream? Because the visitor was shimmering and changing form in my dream.
Okay, say that again.
Just wondering if an overnight visitor was a dream or was it an angel?
Oh, okay. So you didn't really have an overnight, like somebody staying the night. It was like this visitor came in, and you're wondering if that was a dream or an angel or something, or some kind of a being.
Yeah, because they were shimmering and changing form.
What do you think it was?
Yeah.
It's okay to have cool things happen. And even if it was a dream, where do you think we go in dreams?
I
We
just
go to
watched
real places.
somebody posted a clip of your mom talking about that today, and I was watching it, and she's like, when the body needs to rest and your soul doesn't, so it goes on and does other things and
All kinds of places, and
goes all kinds of
yeah,
places.
and when and man, what we're seeing in our dreams most of the time is what are these adventures, these things that we're doing, and maybe helping people, maybe going to learn things or visiting with guides or whatever. We're doing all kinds of things. Now, the thing is that information's coming in to this consciousness through filters. It's moving through things. And so it might not be exactly as it is. It might have some, variances or whatever, but we're going to real places, to other dimensions, doing all kinds of things, So, and there's some things that happen that, okay, those we can interpret. They may be for us. We're testing out the next day, whatever. But something like that. That feels like a meeting.
Yeah. I would say somebody was probably coming to get you and take you back. You were probably remembering being picked up. That's the one thing that I think we talk about a lot too, is ask them to re if you can remember. And this is the kind of things they'll do or you do so that you remember. So you see the shimmering being, it could be picking you up, dropping you off, and you wanted to remember that. And so you remembered that piece.
Yeah, and seeing, you're remembering and you remember them now. You can ask them right now, who are they? Was it real? I mean, you had connection, you have a connection. Trust whatever comes in. That's why I was asking you, what do you think? Because you're the one that made contact, you have the contact, you can ask them. It's never done. I had someone asking, I was talking about talking to the body before you do something to it. And somebody said, oh, I wish I would have known that. Because the I guess whatever, so they did something and the body didn't react very well. And I was like, it's never too late. You can always talk to the body. You can always talk to these things. We're always connected. This is all energetic. So it doesn't matter. Just because something appears to be done, it doesn't mean you have lost the connection. It doesn't mean you can't do anything anymore. You still can talk to them. You can still make contact. You can still whatever. Just because there is no time, just do it and see what happens. Your future you. Okay, how can we do this? This is going to be another one of those mind things. Okay, the future you can contact the past memory to create, or the now you can contact the past memory to create this future situation. Because there is no time.
No time.
The
Yeah.
future situation, meaning 1 minute from now, you have a different reality, a different understanding.
So as you were saying that, I thought, okay, well, let me ask my birthmark or ask my higher self, why did I give myself a birthmark? Since that was one of the questions on here while you were doing that, I asked that question and they said, well, what was the first thing you asked when you went and got a reading? Where did I get the birthmark? Got me into past lives, got me into all the
Now.
metaphysical things, all the things. So, I mean, could
They
be
do
as
have
simple
meaning. They
as
do have meaning.
Oh, goodness, we're getting our 3 minute
Yeah, we
warning.
got the 3 minute warning. Okay. One more question, quick
I
one.
think that or Tiffany, do you have any pearls of wisdom for people?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Well,
I don't have pearls of wisdom, and I don't, these questions are going to be too heavy. So,
okay.
so
I'm out.
maybe you could finish that song, I'm So Pretty. No? She hung up. No. Okay. Well, we can talk about the Sedona retreat that's coming up and also how to become a practitioner, how to find a practitioner, and all the goodies. So
Yeah,
go, Jane.
QHHT, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique. My mother, Dolores Cannon, created it, developed it over her, gosh, almost 50 years of practicing and teaching it, and then I'm carrying it on. We all are. I mean, I feel so weird saying I'm carrying it on because we all are doing this. We are all carrying on this legacy that she created, of helping people to find out who they really are, to get answers to their questions. And that's what that does. It's so beautiful. And that's where the information from her books came from. It was these sessions. And anyway, you can get all that. You can take the course. We have the level one course, and then we can go further. But the level one course gets you started. You get everything you need to be able to do her technique and get wonderful, beautiful results to help people. And that is at QHHTofficial.com. And if you would like, Tracy has a coupon code, to help you. If you can get 10% off the price of the course.
Yeah, my coupon code is the magic is real, all one word. The magic is real. That'll get you 10% off of your level one.
Yeah, and then if you okay, we have our retreat, our next retreat. We just came back from Thailand. That was a retreat. We're doing these. Oh, now we'll probably do them 2 times a year, but we're doing them all over the world. Wonderful way for like-minded people to get together. You do not have to be a QHHT practitioner to do it. Just be a like-minded. Just, if you want to get around people that like, if you're part of this group, we're like-minded. Okay. So we're kind of on the same resonance, and it's like, I want to meet people like me, and that's a wonderful place to do it another way. So we just had Thailand, and we'll be in Sedona, Arizona. at the end of May over Memorial Weekend, be the 23rd to the 27th. And yeah, if you've never been to Sedona, oh my gosh, it's amazing. The energy, the vortexes, it's really, really cool. So, but we do a lot of really fun things too, but it's going to be within that environment and everything's cool. Cool.
Absolutely.
How can people find you, Tracy?
Oh, you can find me at QHHTofficial.com under Find a Practitioner. I do QHHT sessions in Forest Grove, Oregon, which is just about 40 minutes out of Portland. And or you can come to TracyMahan.com and look at all the things I do there. And I make videos and post them there too. So come check it out. That's where you'll find me. And thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, Julia.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Tracy, and thank you, Tiffany. And we'll see you all next time. Love you. Thank you for being here.
Bye, everybody. Mwah!